This is a good time to remind us that we are all children of God, no matter what our age. So when I wrote this and was planning for this, I envisioned Kinsey, because you know I was going to make her come up with me anyway. Kinsey was going to be here and Ruthie was going to be here, but I forgot that Ruthie is vacationing with grandparents. So I'm going to talk to Ruthie as if she were here as well. So in today's scriptures, we're going to hear the word prophet. And I remember, or I should say I don't remember, when I was 7 and 13, I didn't hear the word prophet very often. So I wanted to make sure that you knew what the word prophet meant. So a prophet is someone who gives people a message from God. Some of the prophets in the Bible revealed things that would happen in the future days, but it's important for us to remember that prophets were not fortune tellers. They were actually giving us a message from God. And other prophets reminded people of how God wanted them to live when they weren't doing the right thing, especially. So prophets are God's messengers, and their words always point to God, his love, and his rescue plan. And the most important prophecy of all time is found in the book of Isaiah, where we hear the coming of the Messiah. We all know that story. Isaiah's words were full of hope for God's rescue plan for his people through Jesus's death and resurrection. But guess what? We aren't prophets, but we have a similar job to do. Whether you're 7 years old like Ruthie, 13 like Kinsey, such and such like me, or even people older than me, we all have a job to do. And what do you think that might be, Kinsey? To live the way God wants us to. Yep, and sharing the message that God loves each and every one of us, and that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and so that we can have eternal life in heaven. That's what he wants us to share with everybody. And this message is for everyone in Ruthie's class, and your class, and on your softball team, everyone that we work with or that we see in the store. It's for the whole wide world. And the prophets can also teach us to use and to choose our words carefully. And it doesn't matter how old you are, we can all use a little help with choosing the right words. And think about bullies, because our words can affect people in good ways and bad ways. And bullies, they use their words to hurt people. So they use their words in bad ways. And of course, that's not what God wants us to do. As God's children, we want to choose our words carefully and be positive and encouraging, no matter who we're talking to. I always like to say we want to be God's love and light in the world, no matter where we are. So let's pray. God, thank you so much for the prophets that brought us messages from you that your people needed to hear. Help us to be your messengers today, sharing your love and hope with the world around us, and offering encouragement. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen.